two things for you. One baseball, one non-baseball. We'll get to both here. Which one you want first?
Is the non-baseball one a time-consuming, lengthy?
No.
Hit me with that first.
I'm just going through my news feed here.
Okay.
Residents warned about bear sighting in Fairfield.
Dude, I got the text yesterday.
A black bear, dude.
I got the text yesterday.
What the?
Yeah, welcome to Jersey, dude. I got the text.
I ain't messing with this stuff. What do you mean, welcome to Jersey? A black bear?
Yeah.
This keeps happening, these news updates with this stuff.
Could be a polar bear, which is worse. Could be a grizzly bear, which is worse.
Well, you wouldn't see those here, would you?
Could be a Kodiak bear, which is... Oh, God. I mean,
Polar bear. You know, man versus bear. You know
you
all about these bears.
You wouldn't see a polar bear in New Jersey.
Okay,
no.
What about the other one, the grizzly bear?
You wouldn't see a grizzly. You could see...
A bear's a bear.
Well, that's not necessarily true. A shark is not a shark.
Well, I mean, messing with either of them.
Well, neither am I, but if you think about, like, the aggressive types of sharks, like, yeah, you know I love fishing, so I know a little bit about, not a ton, but... You know, a tiger shark, a bull shark, a great white, those are incredibly aggressive. For the most part, every other type of shark is not really looking to do anything to you.
I don't care. We were in Cape May, whatever it was, 2 weekends ago, and I've never had this happen before. The lifeguard on the beach, blowing the whistle, everybody out, get out, and I am running. I wasn't even in the water.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but it was because of thunder and lightning. I thought, shark, oh my God, one looked at me. But dude, a bear? Like, what are we kidding?
Wait. So maybe this will be a little lengthier. Not a ton, but I do remember this story. So when we first started going to Myrtle Beach to play golf, this is 15, 18, almost 20 years ago, right? It was a short trip. Only a few of my buddies, usually it's more, but this was like four of us, whatever. Long story short, we're out all night, probably till 4 in the morning because we were so young, right? Way before marriage, way before kids. And we jump in the ocean, right, Sal? Just to kind of wake up. And then go to, like, you know, maybe get
four
some
in the
wings
morning?
And
oh, man.
Oh, dude, get some wings, and then we have another tea time. So we got to get going here. We got to regenerate. So there's a guy. Now we are fairly deep out in the ocean, at least past my waist, right? And now it's windy. I can't hear what the guy's saying, and I see him fishing from the shore. And like an idiot, I'm like, what is this guy yelling at us because we're in the way of his line? Right. I don't know what he's yelling. I think he's yelling. I don't know what he's yelling. So finally, I'm like, what? We're like, what's that? Like, huh? He goes, there's a shark. Get out. I swear to God. Now, I don't know how big it was, but it wasn't a little baby sand shark, and it wasn't Jaws. I see the dorsal fin, and that,
what?
Yeah, it right next to us. Now I'm like, I'm not a good swimmer, so I can't swim. I'm trying to run like high step, but like Dion. Yeah. I can't do that either because the water's up to my waist. Dude, you want to talk about being terrified?
Ooh, no, thank you, man. That's probably a bigger fear than a bear. But what are you supposed to do? Like, it seems with all these news alerts in Jersey with the bears, if you do see one, like, I want to be prepared.
Okay.
If I came across the black bear, what are you supposed to do?
I'll tell you. Exactly. Did you actually read the text? Because one of the texts that they sent
out.
No,
I just saw the post here. I didn't get the text because I guess I'm not Essex County.
Okay.
But it's close enough.
Okay. You will. I'm going to send them to your yard.
Yeah, no.
All right, so what you do is there's
poor little Maddox. What if he uses Maddox for his lunch?
Yeah, he'll use Maddox as a toothpick.
Yeah,
it won't even be a meal.
I
would say here's what, and this is what you do. Now, the challenge is remembering to do this when you're staring at a bear. I mean, we could talk about this on the radio or on a text message. What you do is you get as tall and as big as you can. That's
Are
what
you insane?
I swear to God, look it up. Dude, I did a bear show, man. I mean, I know you're going to laugh when I say that. Like, I worked with a bear.
Doesn't sound like a smart risk to go. You're gonna pretend to the bear that you're big and tall and scary?
Yes. You're going to try to intimidate the bear. You're not going to make eye contact. Hoff, look it up. Google. Look it up, please.
Are you insane?
No, I'm accurate. You get as high as you can, and you yell wildly. Like an animal.
Like
almost.
What? Give me an example.
Nah, I'm not going to do what? So I get a GIF out there for the rest of my life, you idiot? Like, so I'm not going to do that. No, I won't do it. Get big, get tall. Now, since you're not tall to begin with,
yeah,
might be a little challenge. You do not make eye contact. That's the scary
part.
Don't make
eye contact.
That's what they
no
do.
No problem. I'd run the other way. What if I ran the other way? Or
don't run. That's I'm getting to the. I know the whole list, dude. Back away slowly in a non-threatening. Now, again, this is what.
So you're supposed to look at him, but don't make eye contact.
Yeah.
Sounds like Imus. Can't make eye contact with Imus.
That's a good line.
You're supposed to look. That's what I was told here as an intern.
Yeah,
so you're
the same thing.
You're supposed to not make eye contact, but watch him and back away while putting your arms up.
After you get big.
Do the big sound like that.
Uh-huh. Remember the thing, like, when Luke Skywalker was in the, when his legs were trapped in the ice and that big white whatever thing was.
Yeah.
And then he finally got the lightsaber from the snow and you've got to be aggressive. Now, the key is you've got to be aggressive first. And then by projecting aggression and size and dominance...
You buy yourself some time to get the hell out of there.
No, but by doing that initially, again, this is what behavioralists and like science, whatever.
Yeah.
The bear should receive the message, this thing is not messing around. And then you back off slow to let them know, I can be aggressive and big, but I don't want to be. Let's go our separate ways. Hey, good luck remembering that when you got a 1,500-pound bear staring at you.
What if I just run the other way? What is that
going don't to Don't run.
Because then he's going to chase
don't
me?
Don't run. Yes.
So AI says this is great. If a black bear approaches you, remain calm and assess the situation. Okay, first, that's an X.
Right.
Make yourself appear larger by raising your arms and jacket.
Check.
And you're standing on a rock or stump. Then after that, it says, speak to the bear in a calm, assertive voice and back away slowly.
Well, like back away slowly. Check.
Like hey, BT does with the Arborvitaes. Hey, big girl, it's going to be okay. I don't understand that. That makes no sense. Yeah, that sounds great. In reality, you see a bear... Your instinct is to get the hell out of there.
I don't know how anybody has the composure and the wherewithal to remember everything that I just said and what he just read, and to try to do that when a bear is staring at you.
Now, I guess the key is when you find the bear. If you find him while you're in your car, you could just stay in the car and, like...
Of course, you get out of the car. What are you, nuts?
Well, but what if he comes to the car? What, he can't break through the window?
I'll take my chance with him smashing metal and, nine-inch glass.
All right.
I'll run him over is what I'll do.
If you see him in the backyard and you're in the house like Carmella did on The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah.
Then
you're
okay.
Well, then you get the shotgun.
Well, wait, did she see him when she was outside and then ran back in?
Yes. Yeah, and then Tony slept with the shotgun.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, he was waiting for him.
He wanted to put something right in his chest.
It does say, by the way.
Tony was, in fact, the bear. That was the...
Correct.
Go ahead.
If the bear continues to approach, prepare to use bear spray and fight back if necessary.
Yeah, But usually people, like if you're if you go to Montana, the Dakotas, like, and you're actually on expeditions, and you will have a weapon.
New Jersey? Do you normally walk around with bear spray?
That's what I'm saying. No.
How many bear sightings in freaking Jersey are there? This is not an issue on Long Island.
Dude, I'll tell you, I'm sure everybody does. Like, the healthy fear that I have for animals, I've come across gators on golf courses. Ooh, like, terrifying stuff.
But the gators run fast or no?
Yeah, they fly.
But they got those little arms. It doesn't make sense.
Hey, listen, those little arms move, man.
Yeah,
they are fast. As a matter of fact, speaking of bears, my buddy Scott and my buddy Frank were fishing one day, and they caught, it was at a lake, so it wouldn't have been like stripers. I think it was bass. Anyway, and they were fairly decent size, and they were coming out, a couple beers, come and cook them up on the grill, whatever. They're walking back, and they literally walked into the presence of a bear. And they had the presence, because they love fish, to take the fish and throw it.
That's smart.
And they just, then I think they may have run, which is what you're told not to do, but they're still alive, so I guess it worked out.